On today's Kids Corner, find out what it's like to have Skink as your best friend.
That's Grandpa Anoli's house.
Here.
Eggs?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do with eggs?
You're gonna egg his house.
Why? I mean, his house never did anything to me. Hey! Come back here!
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Tureen Middle School has a new student in Miss Waddle's class, and Liz and Lucille are on the playground trying to make him feel welcome.
Hi, I'm Liz.
And I'm Lucille.
Gerald. Gerald Drippet.
Oh, good. Fresh meat.
And unfortunately, Skink isn't.
His name is Gerald Skink.
Yeah. Hey, fresh meat. What do you call that rag you're wearing?
It's a jacket, Skink.
Yeah, an outer garment that keeps you warm when it's cool outside. I don't know, Skink, maybe you've heard of them?
We all wear these where I come from.
Yeah.
Where's that, Chimaria?
As a matter of fact, yeah. What about it?
You're from Chimaria?
Yeah. Hang on a second.
He's a wheezer.
It's for my asthma. I'm not used to these low altitudes. It'll take a few more days to get used to.
Okay. Oh, come on. Time to go in. Hey, Gerald, come with us. You can sit next to us.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
The morning in Miss Waddle's class went well enough, and before Gerald realized it, it was noon recess. He sat by himself, watching Skink play an aggressive basketball game.
Come on, Stinky, throw me the ball.
Hey, Gerald.
Hey, Liz. Hey, Lucille.
Hi, Gerald.
Hey, listen, Gerald, don't let Skink bother you. He can't help being the way he is.
Yeah, we think it might be genetic.
He doesn't bother me. I knew plenty of kids like him.
You mean in Chimaria?
Everywhere. I move around a lot.
Oh. Yeah. What's Chimaria like?
Yeah. Oh, it's a nice place.
Yeah?
Lots of mountains, fresh air.
Well, hey, you know, we got mountains here. Huh? I mean, look, there's Mount Tureen.
Yeah.
It separates the town from the desert.
Yeah, that's not a mountain.
What?
I mean, that's a hill. I'm talking big mountains with snow on the top.
Really?
Where you can ski all year round.
Wow!
Ski all year?
And snowboard.
Snowboard all year?
Yeah.
Liz, you're drooling.
Oh, snowboard all year.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh?
So why did your family move to Tureen?
Well, my mom got a job here. She works with computers and you know, stuff, making websites.
Cool.
Oh, okay, and what about your dad, Gerald?
Well, he's in the Army.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I suppose. Oh, heads up!
What? Oh, ow!
Oh, Liz, are you okay?
Why do people say heads up when they really mean duck?
Oh, sorry.
Ow.
Hey, Weezer, give me back my ball.
Oh, man.
You talking to me?
Are you holding my basketball?
Yeah.
Then I must be talking to you.
Then get it straight, skunk.
Huh?
My name is Gerald Drippin. Gerald, after my maternal grandfather, who was a war hero.
Oh, wow.
And Drippin, after my father's family, all of whom have been decorated soldiers for six generations.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
What's a maternal grandfather?
Oh,
so, if you call me Weezer again, you're gonna swallow this basketball.
Oh, man.
Oh, brother. You don't know the trouble you're asking for.
Yeah?
FYI, I'm an iguana.
Yeah?
No.
Actually, the iguanas are the toughest gang in town. You mess with one, you mess with them all.
Yeah, and if you're all as thick-headed as you, I shouldn't have a problem.
Oh, no.
You sure talk tough for someone who needs an inhaler to breathe.
Yeah, well, you'll find out how little I need it if you keep getting in my face.
Oh, man.
What's the big deal, Skink? Come on, get the ball back.
Sorry, Wally. New boy here thinks he's tough.
Are you one of these iguanas, too?
Yeah.
Yeah? What about it?
Well, Skunk here says you guys are pretty tough.
You looking for trouble?
From you? Don't make me laugh.
You play basketball, tough guy?
Yeah.
Come on, let's see your game.
What? Huh?
You're gonna let him play?
Yeah, I like his spunk. When's the last time you talked that tough?
Well,
Come on, kid.
Thanks.
You can be in my team.
Cool.
I hope you have an outside shot. Coming, Skink?
Aww.
I can't believe it. Gerald went with the iguanas.
I know, and they were so nice to him, too.
He doesn't look like he'd fit in with them.
He sure doesn't. I guess you just can't tell with some people.
Oh, man.
Hey, kids. We've got something to share with you and your parents. Ask them to come over to listen. Okay, I've got something special for everyone. Kids Corner has an important ebook that will help your family think about prayer. The Faith Practices for Families Prayer ebook explores the why, when, and how to pray with your family. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the activities page to find the Faith Practices for Families Prayer ebook. We hope these resources will add to your daily prayer practice and inspire you and your family to draw near to God. It's all for free from Kids Corner.
Liz wasn't quite sure what to make of Gerald Drippin. Sometimes Gerald was very friendly towards him.
Hey, Liz.
Hi, Gerald.
Is that an X-Monster sticker on your folder?
Yeah.
Oh, that's one of my favorite movies.
No, really?
Yeah. Oh, I have all the comic books, too.
Oh, cool.
My dad gave me his collection from when he was a kid.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
But then, Gerald would turn around and be nice to Skink.
Oh!
What's the matter?
I'm not getting this whole multiplying with decimals things. It's so stupid.
Do you know how to multiply numbers?
Yeah.
All you have to do is count the numbers and move the decimal to the right place. Here, let me help you.
At lunch, Gerald either sat by himself or with Skink and Wally. On Wednesday, Liz and Lucille watched Gerald and the iguanas.
Lucille, I just don't get Gerald at all.
Hmm?
Sometimes he seemed like he'd be a really cool friend to have.
Yeah, and then he goes and hangs out with the iguanas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so cool that he likes X-Monsters and all.
But the iguanas are the meanest bunch of kids in this school.
Yeah. And there he is, sitting with them.
I know. What is he seeing them? Oh, shh. He's coming this way.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Do you think he heard us talking about him?
Oh, he could have.
Oh, maybe he reads lips. Maybe he's coming over to pick a fight.
Easy, Liz, easy. You know, when you get excited, milk comes out your nose.
Oh, Lucille, that only happened once.
Hey, Liz, tell me about the Knights.
The Knights?
Yeah, you know, your chess club. Miss Waddle told me about it.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Well, Gerald, it's a chess club.
Yeah?
it's a club.
Yeah.
Where we play chess.
You make it sound like a lot of fun.
Well, it's not as much fun as the iguanas, I'm sure.
Maybe not. You know, why don't you let me be the judge of that?
Hey, G, stop hanging out with those losers. We're gonna go outside. Come on, let's go.
In a minute.
Look, Gerald, you know, I just don't think the Knights are something that you'd be interested
really?
In. I mean, it's just a bunch of us.
A few, really. Huh.
Yes, just a few of us. We don't really do much that you would want to do.
Really?
We're not very tough or anything.
Tough?
Yeah. Look, Gerald, I just don't think you'd be interested in the Knights. I mean, you'd probably be bored silly.
Bored? Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, thanks, anyway.
Oh, phew. That was a close one.
A close one? Wasn't that a little rude?
Oh, come on, Lucille.
What?
He wants to be an iguana. All he'd do in the Knights is make fun of us. We get enough of that in school. We don't need it in our own club.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
A few days later, Gerald and his mother were unpacking.
Oh, finally, the last box.
I don't know why we bother unpacking them all.
What?
Odds are we'll just be moving in a couple years anyway.
Do I detect some bitterness in your voice?
No, not really. I mean, Tareen isn't so bad, you know?
Yes, I know. I thought the same thing when I grew up here.
There are some cool kids here, not like in Chimaria. They all thought they were better than me.
Are you making new friends?
Yeah, I guess so.
You guess so?
Well, there's this one guy, Liz Lacerda.
Mm-hmm.
He belongs to a chess club called the Knights.
A chess club?
Yeah.
Oh, honey, that sounds like it's just your cup of tea.
I thought so, too, but well, when I asked him about it, he sounded like he didn't want me in the club.
Well, maybe he recognizes that you're a natural chess whiz.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think it was something else.
Oh, were you expecting someone?
No.
Hey, Weezer.
Hey, what's up, skunk? What are you doing here?
Just wanted to see if you wanted to do something, hang out at Big Daddy's or something.
Oh, Mom, you mind if I go out?
No, of course not. Just stay out of trouble, okay? Oh, yeah. Do you need any money?
Oh, no. I'm good. See you later.
Gerald was happy to have something to do on his first Friday in Turin. When he and Skink arrived at Big Daddy's, Wally was already there.
Where you been, Skink?
I stopped by Weezer's place to see if he wanted to join us.
All right, I'm serious now.
What?
You call me Weezer again and there's gonna be trouble.
Come on, G.
I'm telling you, I don't want to hear it again.
I like this guy, Skink. He's not afraid of anyone.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
I didn't think you thought.
He just might make a great iguana.
Me?
Yeah, you.
While Skink and Wally talked to Gerald, Liz and Lucille arrived at Big Daddy's.
I'm gonna have a shake. No. I'm gonna have a sundae.
Okay.
A big grasshopper sundae.
And do you have enough money for a big grasshopper sundae?
No. Fine.
I'll pay again.
Oh, come on, Lucille. Can I help it if you make more money babysitting than I do?
Oh, look, it's Gerald.
Oh, man, he's with Skink and Wally even when they're not in school.
Yeah.
That cannot be good.
He saw us. What? Here he comes.
How does he know when we're talking about him?
Hey, Liz. Hey, Lucille.
Hey.
How's it going?
Oh, not so bad.
Yeah.
I guess.
Mm-hmm, yeah. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. Wally and Skink want me to join the iguanas.
They do, huh?
Yeah, I guess I'll have to think about it.
You will, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess I'll see you both later. See ya.
See, Lucille, I told you. I knew it was the right move keeping him out of the nights.
You know, I'm still not so sure.
What?
There must be some way we can keep him from those guys.
Lucille, not if he wants to be one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, I'll buy you your sundae.
Oh, thanks.
Gerald went back to where Skink and Wally were sitting.
What are you doing with Lizarardo and Loose Wheel?
Just talking. Why?
Nothing. They're just a couple of drips.
Yeah, they are kind of weird. I think they're afraid of me.
Saturday afternoon, Gerald went riding bikes with Skink and Wally. Little did he know what they had in mind for him.
Where are you guys taking me?
We have some big plans for you.
Huh.
Yeah, we're not going to have to ride you around on the back of our bikes all the time, are we?
No, mine should arrive soon. Our stuff hasn't all arrived from Chimaria yet.
Here we are.
Where are we?
See that house over there?
Yeah.
That's Grandpa Anoli's house.
So, who's he?
He's one of those old do-gooders. And here.
Eggs?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do with eggs?
You're gonna egg his house.
Why? I mean, his house never did anything to me.
That's no big deal. This is where we want to see how badly you want to be one of us.
By having me egg his house?
What's the big deal?
Right, exactly, Skink. Come on, Gerald. Just do it. It'll be cool.
You'll be cool.
Fine. Give me the eggs.
Here you go. We're gonna be down the road a little ways.
After you toss them, come on and jump on the back of my bike, and we'll just take off.
Okay, let's get this over with.
You have the air horn?
There's no way Grandpa Noli won't see him.
Oh, this is gonna be great.
Unaware of what Skink and Wally were planning, Gerald quietly made his way to Grandpa Noli's front porch.
I don't see what the big deal is, but this is how they entertain themselves in Turin. Okay, now, let's see if my arm is as good as it used to be. Oh, I hope I don't get caught doing this.
What are they doing? Oh, they're gonna get me caught!
What
What's going on out here? Who are you?
Huh?
Hey, I saw you. Come back here.
Gerald was gone. He ran to catch up with Skink and Wally, but when he got there, they had already left.
Hey, come back here!
Okay, I've got something special for everyone. Kids Corner's Faith Practices for Families, Serving Others ebook explores all sorts of useful and practical ways that your family can answer Jesus' call to love our neighbors. And kids, you don't have to wait to be an adult to serve God. This ebook gives lots of tips on how you can serve God in big and small ways every day. Parents, read over the guide to find some great ideas about how you and your family can live out your faith with actions that can help your neighborhood, your town, your church, and our world. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the activities page to find the Faith Practices for Families Serving Others ebook. We hope these resources will add to ways that you already serve and inspire you and your family to draw near to God. It's all for free from Kids Corner.
The next morning, Gerald was angry about what Skink and Wally had done. He couldn't believe that someone he thought were his friends would do that to him.
Time to get up, honey. I found a church to go to.
Gerald got up, got dressed, and went to church with his mother, where he saw two familiar faces.
Hey, Mom. There's Liz and Lucille.
Hmm?
The ones from school I told you about.
Oh, well, Gerald, go talk to them.
I don't know. I don't think they like me.
Oh, come on. How could they not like you?
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
And on the other side of the room, Liz and Lucille had seen Gerald.
Oh, no. Is it too late to slip out the back?
Come on, Liz. Let's just go say hi.
Oh, come, Lucille. He's coming over here.
Well, then let's meet him halfway.
Oh.
Hey, Liz. Hey, Lucille.
Hey, Gerald. What are you doing here?
Oh, I'm with my mom. She wanted to check out this church.
Oh, well, we sure didn't expect you.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, you're an iguana now, aren't you?
I mean, they don't usually show up for Sunday services.
Yeah, well, I don't think I'm cut out for the iguanas.
Really?
Really?
Well, not after last night.
What happened?
Well, long story. I don't really want to talk about it.
Oh,
okay.
Well, I think it's great that you're not going to be an iguana.
Yeah.
Is that why you were acting like you were afraid of me?
Well, not afraid, exactly.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, you don't need to be. I mean, you've both been straight shooters.
Hey, it's almost time for Sunday school class. Would you like to come with us?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, we've got a great teacher, Gerald. I think you'll really like him.
Very cool.
Gerald followed Liz and Lucille to the Sunday school class, where he met the teacher.
Grandpa Noli?
Oh, who do we have here, Lucille?
This is our friend, Gerald Drippin.
Yeah, he's new in town, Grandpa.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Gerald.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too.
All right, everybody grab a seat.
Yes, sir.
We're going to get started. Today, we're going to look at a verse in Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 20.
Wait, Grandpa, Proverbs? I thought we were going to learn about King Jehoshaphat today.
I've changed my mind.
Oh.
I got it.
Oh, good. Read it, Lucille.
Anyone who walks with wise people grows wise, but a companion of foolish people suffers harm.
The companion of foolish people suffers harm. Now, what does that mean to you all?
I think it means that we're asking for trouble if we spend time with foolish people.
Yeah, that's
okay.
A good one.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Gerald, what do you think it means?
We need to be careful who we choose to be friends with.
Very good.
Oh, way to go, Gerald.
Yeah.
I was in his class for a whole year before I got a question right.
It was an easy one.
Oh.
Grandpa Anoli spoke for the rest of the class about how important it is to choose good friends. Gerald was the only one who knew he was speaking directly to him. At the end of the class, Grandpa Anoli prayed.
And thank you, Heavenly Father, for each of these young lizards. I pray that they make good choices and have friends that honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, we'll see you all next week. Okay. And yes, Liz, we will talk about King Jehoshaphat.
Oh, great. Thanks, Grandpa. I'll see you next week.
Okay. Gerald, can I speak with you for a minute?
Sure.
We'll wait for you outside.
Yeah, we'll be right outside.
Okay.
I just wanted to introduce myself more formally. Everyone calls me Grandpa Annoli.
Nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you, too. Now, you owe me an explanation.
Oh, I wanted to talk to you about that. I'm really sorry for what I did.
Mm-hmm. Are you sorry because of what you did was wrong or because you got caught?
Oh, I was sorry before I even came to church.
Oh.
It was a dumb thing to do. I was trying to get these guys to like me and
I know those guys well. I've had a few run-ins with them over the years.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be friends with the iguanas anymore.
Yeah, you seem to get along with Liz and Lucille.
I wasn't sure they liked me. I mean, Liz didn't want me to join the Knights.
He probably wasn't sure what to make of you since you were hanging out with Skink and his crowd.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
All right, then. Well, we have two ways we can handle this. You can help me clean up my house, or maybe we'll just have to see what your folks have to say about this.
Grandpa, Granny Gecko just told us that someone egged your house yesterday.
I'll bet you it was probably some of those crazy high school kids.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, if you need help...
Yeah,
don't worry. I've got it covered.
Really? We were just talking about it, too.
Oh, wow. Gerald, that is so cool of you.
Yeah.
See, Lucille, I told you. I told you all along that he was all right.
You told me?
Well, yeah,
So Gerald squared things away with Grandpa Annoli. They made a plan for Gerald to come over and clean up after school on Monday. But Gerald still had one more thing he needed to take care of.
Hey, Gerald!
Uh-oh. Skink sighting, 12 o'clock.
Yeah, I see him.
I want to talk to you, G.
Hi, Skink.
Butt out, Lizarardo.
Okay.
What do you want, Skink?
Wally and I told the rest of the guys about how you handled your initiation. They think you might be iguana material.
Oh, yeah?
Wally said you were the best new candidate in years. I mean... He must mean after I joined.
Yeah, well, I've been thinking a lot about the iguanas for the last couple days.
And?
And if Saturday was any indication of how you treat your friends, I don't want to have anything to do with you.
Yeah.
Oh, did you put him up to this, Lizarardo?
No.
I don't like the way you treat my friend Liz.
Hey.
Hey, how about you leave him alone from now on?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Huh?
And don't think for a second that you and your friend scare me.
Oh, boy, you are making a big mistake.
Yeah, you know, I made a big mistake on Saturday, one I'm not gonna make again.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be seeing you around.
Don't even think about it, Skink.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we'll be seeing you around.
Oh, wow, Gerald, that was great.
Yeah,
you told him.
It was nothing. I had a friend here to help me.
You did? Oh, I don't see anybody.
You, Liz.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, let's get to class.
I'll race you.
All right.
In the end, Gerald seemed to do a good job at making friends. But making friends is only half the struggle. Making the right friends is just as important. Proverbs 13, verse 20 says, "Anyone who walks with wise people grows wise, but a companion of foolish people suffers harm." That gives us some pretty good clues about who our companion should and shouldn't be. So if your friends get you in trouble, they probably aren't really your friends.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/Kids Corner Radio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Darby Kern. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.